This is Gemara B'Metzia Daf Mem Aleph, and we're holding on the bottom of Mem Amid Beis, three lines into the wide lines as we begin another Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Hamavkir Chavis Itzel Chaveiroi. Continuing the theme of this Perek, which of course is Shaimrim and their Chiyuvim, says the Mishnah, someone is mafkid chavis, someone gives his barrel for a devazit etzel chaveroi, v'lo yichadoi bailim makim. And the bailim, the owner did not designate a place where to place it. Meaning, I come to your house, you're the shaymer, and I'm mafkid. I deposit the barrel for you for safekeeping, and I don't tell you particularly where to place the barrel. V'tel t'lai, and the shaymer, as is regular, moves the item, v'nishmara, and it breaks. Imitechei d'nishmara, says the Mishnah, depends where precisely the barrel broke. Imitechei d'nishmara, if it broke, that it fell from the shomer's hands, then, letzar kai, it depends why you picked it up. If you picked it up for his own, the shomer's benefit, chayiv. Litzarka, if you picked up the barrel for the barrel's benefit, then potter, then the shaymer is potter. That's if it breaks while in the shaymer's hands. But if after you put it down it broke, bein litzarka, whether you picked it up for your own usage, for the item's usage, potter, then he's potter. Case A in the Mishnah. Case B in the Mishnah, Yichada la ha-bailim ha-koyim. The bailim were miyachid. If the bailim said a specific place to keep the barrel, v'tiltla v'nishra, b'mi techiyadai, b'mi shenicha, then it just depends why you picked it up. Litzarkoy chayiv, litzarka, for the barrel's usage, potter. Says the Gemara, ha-mani, whose opinion is the Mishnah going like? Now, which din in the Mishnah? So Rashi keys us in three lines to the bottom, that which the Risha said, that if you place it down, it breaks, even though Shalitzar Koi Natla, even though you took it for your own benefit. But the fact that you put it back, Mishach Zira, it's considered that the Shemer is Potter. That is whom, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yishmali, Damar, Loi Be'inan Das Bailim. Says Rabbi Yishmael, that when you want to return something that you stole, loy b'inan das bailim, you don't need to tell the bailim about it as long as you put it back where it's supposed to be. And we're saying that our case is similar, that you took it illegally. The shomer wasn't allowed to move the item. You did. If you put it back, even without telling the bailim, as long as you put it back where it's supposed to go, you are a potter, like the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael. The Tanya, we learned in a braisa, going to have tzelem min ha'eder, sown still a sheep from the flock, v'tzelem min ha'kis, or money from a wallet, l'makav she'gonav yachzir, to the place that it's stolen, you have to return it, divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Whereas Rabbi Kiva Oimer, as we turn over to Mem Aleph, Amid Aleph, sarich, das, bailim, you can't just return it. You need the owner's knowledge in order to return it. So suggests our Gemara from the fact that the Mishnah seemingly said, once you place it back, you're going to be potter. Suggests the Gemara that we're going within the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael. And now Rabbi Akiva, but says the Gemara at the top line of Memal, Vamid Alevi Rabbi Yishmael, Ma'ayriya lo yichadai. Why are we talking about a case specifically with the owner did not designate a specific place for Mafilu Yichadai Nami? Even if the owner said, keep it in this area, still you should be potter once you return it. The Mishnah seems to imply otherwise. Says the Gemara, Laimi Bayi Kamar. Laimi Bayi, meaning the Gemara says it's true what you're saying. Laimi Bayi, it's Pashit that of Yichadai Makaim. Yichadai Dimekaimu. Because then when you put it back, it's in the place that the Bailim want it. El afilu the chiddush, says the Gemara. The chiddush is the case of the Mishnah. Lo yichadai delav mekaymahu, and still lo be'inan das bailim. you still do not need the owner's consent and intent when you return the item that is stolen. And that's the reason why in the Mishnah, as long as it's returned, placed back where it belongs, there is no liability on behalf of the Shomer. Continues the Gemara, five lines down, Ema Seifa. Let's now delve into the end of the Mishnah, which taught us, if the Bailim designate a place, Viteltala, the Shomer moves it, Vinishran, it breaks, whether it breaks while he's holding it, whether he breaks once it's placed down, it depends. Says the Gemara, but this, and that's the reason why, if you took it for yours, the owner of the Shomer's benefit, you're chayiv. Says the Gemara, 1 second, Rabbi Akiva, Maria Yichadav, Yilo Yichadai Nami, same Teretz. Let me buy a camera. Let me buy a lo Yichadai Delam Mekayma, who I left Yilo Yichadai Nami, Demekayma, who being a das by limb. So we just effectively explained how the Reisha is Rabbi Yishmael, the Seifa is Rabbi Akiva. So I asked the Gemara, the Avi is Kasha, Reisha, Rabbi Yishmael. The Sefer Rabbi Akiva, we never like one Mishnah to cross over in the middle. Answers the Gemara in indeed. Amr Rabbi Yechanan, man de betargili chavez alibi de chatana. Says Rabbi Yechanan, if someone could indeed explain this Mishnah of chavez like one opinion, Mavlani mane basre lebe mesusa, I'll carry his clothing after him to the bathhouse. Meaning, the Pashtas in the Mishnah is that yes, it is partial Rabbi Kiva, partial Rabbi Yishmael, and that's just the way that it is. Says the Gemara, let's delve a little bit deeper. We're about 15 lines down. The first one line is Mane Tergema Rabbi Yankiv Baraba Kamei Deraf Shanala Amanas Legaisla. What's going on in the Mishnah is like we explained that you took it to steal it. Tergema Rav Nas Baraba Kamei Deraf Shanala Amanas Leshach Bayad. That no, it doesn't mean you took it to steal it, which maybe is more of the Pashim Shah when we read the Mishnah, but rather, he took it to use it. Says the Gemara, what's this machlik? It's b'maika miflihi. B'shlichas yad shricha chisarayin. The machlik as is, says the Gemara, that when a shomer uses an item, is he only chayiv if he causes the item a loss? Man, Amar Likoizla, he took it to steal it because of Sheikh Zad Sheikh Chasarin. And therefore, when the item didn't actually break, therefore that's not a case of Sheikh Chasyad. Because only if there's a Chasarin is it considered that you use the item. Man, Amar Lishlech Bayad, because of Sheikh Chasyad, Eina Tzricha Chisarin doesn't have to actually have a loss, and therefore we can explain the Mishnah not only in real Gezela, but even if he took it to use the item. Says the Gemara, Maskif La Rav Sheshes. Ask Rav Sheshes, smack in the middle of the Amid, first one in line is Eina. Ask Rav Sheshes, Midi Not La Katani, Tell to La Katani. Said Rav Sheshes, I don't understand what's going on over here. You're telling me we have a debate whether he took it to steal it, whether he took it to use it. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah says Teltala, which clearly means he just moved the barrel to use it and to return it. So he clearly isn't intending to steal it. Ela Amar Rav Sheshes, Achav Amayaskino, what's going on over here? Kigoin, Shel Teltala, Lahavi Aleha, Goizlais. You move the barrel. Why? To stand on it, to reach something high, to reach the dovecote. Because Savar Shoyel Shaloi Midas Gazlon Havei. When you borrow something without Rishos, you're a Gazlon. Vekula Rabbi Yishmael. And based on that, we can say the whole Mishnah is Rabbi Yishmael. That you put it back in a place which is not its place. Says the Gemara. 1 second, we just said a moment ago that Rav Yochanan said, if anyone explains this Mishnah, leave it to Chatana. He's going to carry his stuff back to the bathhouse. Says the Gemara, wait, we just indeed explained how the whole Mishnah could be Rav Yishmael. Says the Gemara, for Rav Yochanan, he did not agree. Why? Ha'anicha b'mekayma mashma. That when it says anicha, it's mashma, you put it back in its place. And therefore, if the only way to explain the Mishnah according to Rabbi Yishmael is you put it back b'mekayma she'ena mekayma, that doesn't fit well with the Mishnah. Itmar says the Gemara. Let's continue. Rav Levi chadam reshichas yad shichasarin chadam reshichas yad ena shichasarin. Going back to the machlekes we quoted a moment ago, when a shomer uses an item, is it only considered that he's liable if there is a chasarin or even if not? Explains the Gemara to Stayim, let me bring you a raya. To Rav Udamar Shichas Yad Inoy Shichas Chasarin. Let's bring a raya that Rav is of the opinion that says Shichas Yad using an item is irrelevant whether there's a loss or not. It's considered that you used it. Tanya. Raya Shaya Raya Edra Vinicha Edzeroy. We have a shepherd that leaves his flock. Upon the ear, upon the eve, a wolf comes with Taraf. Upon a lion comes with Taraf. But if he put his staff, his pouch on the sheep, and then was attacked, chayiv, then he is chayiv. Why? We think right now, because it's considered that he used the item by putting his stick on it, and therefore, once you use the item, you're chayiv. Va'avinamba. And we wonder, three lines in the white lines, from the Nech, my Kolei v'tarmilo elea, chayiv, hashaklenu, but you subsequently took it off. Amarav Nachlin, Amarav Ravu, Amarav Oidin elea. Chayoidin elea, my Havi, who cares if your stick is still on the sheep on the first white line? Ha Eloi Mashcha, you're not doing anything. So why would that make you chayiv? V'amarav Shmuel barav Yitzchak amarav sheikisha b'makol v'ratzasa lefanel. Referring to a case where he hit the sheep and then it ran before him, so he made a kinyan, and that's why he's chayiv. If subsequently even an oinis happens, a lion comes and eats up the sheep. Says Gemara, wait! V'aloi chasra! But the animal wasn't, there was no diminishing by merely hitting the animal and making it run. And from here, says the Gemara, El Allah, what's the raya? Shema mino, kosavar, shlichas yad, eno yisricho chisaren. Says the Gemara, not so quick on the raya, why, imshay kishav imakol, that when you hit it with the stick, you're a chisha, you weaken the animal. Dekanami, I'll bring you a raya, dekotani. What does it say? Shekishav imakol, it says you hit it. Shema mino, from the lashon of hit, sounds like it's strongly that could cause the animal to be depreciated. Continues the Gemara. Omidarav savar shlichas yad shricha chesaroin. Levi savar shlichas yad eino yich shricha chesaroin. My time of the Levi. Yom Rav Yechon Mishom Rav Yisin Haroi. Mishon shlichas yad amura b'shem Yisach v'shichas yad amura b'shem Yachinam. Says Rav Levi, it all boils down to the shlichas yad that we find in the Torah by Hashem Yisachar is different than the shlichas yad we find by Hashem Yachinam. But says Levi on the top line of Memal from Abayz, Vaniyoymer. You know what I hold? Einoy Mishona. My Mishona, what way was it different? Taimer Shechaz Yav Shemer Sachar. It could have just said, utilizing that Abayz Shemer Sachar, Vetezi Mishaymer Chinam. Omar Shemer Chinam, Shabbatim Gnev Avid, Shachba Yad Yachayiv. So it's Pashit Shemer Sachar Shachayiv, Gnev Avid, Lokal Shekain. So if that was true, Lamai looks like a Zvin Rachmana. So what is the reason that the Torah writes two times? Laim Melachat to teach you Shichas Yad Einai Tzricha Chisarn. Vani Yomer, but says Rav Yechon Einam Mishonei Kravel Azamar Davida Achasi. What is that? My Davida Achasi Mishadik LeMifrach. Mal Shemer Chinam Shkein Mishal Deshlumei Kefel. Turn down his Ganef. Which is a more stringent payment? Is it Karen without a Shvua more chomer than having to pay Kefel even with a Shvua? And we finished it up with Rava arguing on Rav Yechon. Rava Amar, smack in middle of Memal from Abayz, teaches Rava, Loi Toimer Shechaz Yad, Loi B'Shemer Chinam, and Tasi Me Shayel. Uma Shayel Dilidas Bailim Kavid. Shayel's a borrower. So of course he has the owner's das, the owner's knowledge when he uses an item. And yet, Shach Bayar Chayiv, Shemachim Shemer Sachar, like Kail Shekain. So says Rava, Shemachim Shemer Chanim should be Pater, should be Pashit. Lama Nemar. So why does the Torah speak out the usage of the item for Shemachim Shemer Sachar? Says the Gemara that what Mashael bebailim potter Avshem Rechinish Avshem bebailim potter. But Laman da Amar Shichas Yad Shichas Sarin. So we keep seemingly have rayas that it's Eino Shichas Sarin. What does the other man damer hold that when you when a shamer uses an item, even if there's no loss to the item, it's considered that he used it? Honey Tarzi Shichas Yad Lamali Chadosh Lotomer Daivel Amin Zindli Es Kenidam Veidach Kilaksinda Vnikra Baal Bayis Elo Alakim. Lishvua means you come close to the judges for a shvua. Atayim lishvua when eladin and reshechaziyad lematam reshechaziyad lemalam alon shvua avkan lishvua. So that is the machlekes whether shechaziyad shechasarin and not according to the man to amar that shechasarin. What does he do with the psukim? He uses it for our other dinim, the din of dayo in the din that will have to be a shvua in all cases. And we'll pick it up from the mishnah daf membeis b'siyata dishmaya.